Y eso era Dancing Nancy's y una muestra de cómo sonaron hace 3 años aquí en Hora Prima. Más adelante, si se quedan, en un rato tendremos los sonidos nuevos y más evolucionados, más maduros de nuestros invitados. Pero aquí los voy a dejar con Boyd, que es el violinista, Stefan, el bajista, excelente violinista tienen, un muy buen bajista también, y Dave Matthews conversando sobre un poco de todo. And as you go, I will spread my wings. You work again with Steve Lillywhite on this album. So, what is it about him that keeps you bringing him back?
He's jolly. We don't like English people, so it's good to have one around that you can kick. You know.
So, will you work with him in your next album?
I'm not even sure when we're gonna go back in the studio, but probably sort of we haven't talked about it, but more than likely just because it's worked so far. So we like the way he works. So I wouldn't say no. You know, yeah, I'd like. He's a great friend of ours.
I would like to talk about the lyrics,
Talk about the lyrics of each one. They're all musically a lot mellower when we play them in this setting. They're usually a lot more aggressive. But the lyrics of the songs, the first one that we did was Don't Drink the Water, and that's...
It's a little more of like a political edge.
It's about everywhere. It's inspired by the Native Americans, the Indians here, brushed aside a lot by, well, they were brushed aside, and I think sort of too far in the back of our minds or in the back of our history, and so it's kind of inspired by that. And then the voice, the words are being spoken by the person that's actually to sort of, I guess, come to steal what's theirs, and that deals with a little bit of his guilt, but certainly not. His lack of mercy and his greed. So it's sort of, I guess that's what the song's about. Colonialism, that sort of thing.